ओम शांति इंग्लिश अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 15th अप्रैल 1996 ओम शांति इट इज द रिवाइज्ड मुरली ऑफ अव्यक्त बाप दादा एट मधुबन ऑफ 1st अक्टूबर 1975 द अचीवमेंट ऑफ रिजल्ट्स सिद्धि थ्रू सॉलिट्यूड स्टेबिलिटी एंड डिटरमिंड थॉट Today, Bap Dada is selecting from this gathering special souls for a particular task. Do you understand for which task he is selecting them? Today, Bap Dada went on a tour of the world. Firstly, Baba went to see the foreign service being carried out by the foreign children and the children who had been converted into other religions. He went to see the centers and the serviceable children in whose mind there is day and night just the one determined thought of revelation. Such serviceable children are tirelessly engaged day and night in working hard with deep love. On seeing the children, Bap Dada became very happy. Bap Dada saw the enthusiasm of their love for the father on the face and in the character of new children. He saw their desperation to meet the father and how like moths they take a high jump to the father. It was a very beautiful bouquet and the variety of flowers were very beautiful. Baba also saw a variety of birds and leaves. Baba also saw many souls who had sweet complaints. Baba also saw many souls garlanding Baba with pearls of their tears. Of happiness of meeting Baba. When Baba went on tour of the foreign lands, he saw the familiar faces of those who were singing songs of meeting Baba. Secondly, Baba went on a tour of the non-jnani and bhagat souls in all directions. What did Baba see in that? On the one hand, many souls were very busy with themselves in using one or another instrument for the livelihood of their own body and for attaining the facilities for life. As well as this, many souls were busy in refining the instruments for destruction. On the other side, many householders and bhagat souls were busy in their own task of attaining the fruits of their love and devotion through mantras and of having some practical instant attainment for a temporary period. Out of all this, especially in Bharat and in certain cases the foreign lands, souls were especially invoking goddesses in order to achieve results. The majority of particularly engrossed in achieving results. In order to achieve results, they were even ready to surrender themselves. They especially do two things in the matter to achieve their results. In order to achieve any type of result, solitude and stability are needed. Through the application of both these things, they achieve results. So today, Bap Dada were selecting the children who were embodiment of results. The memorial images of those children are even today enabling many souls to attain many types of success. At that time, the scene of attaining success is worth seeing. Just as you people experience supersensuous joy through remembrance, in the same way, the temporary happiness that the Bhagavats experience on achieving results is no less. After having toured in this way, how did Baba see the children in the corporeal form? The goddesses from whom Bhagat achieve results are themselves still having the thought of achieving results. Why is this? Whilst moving along, they definitely have the thought, even after making all this effort, why are not any results visible? According to the time, why is the revelation of the perfect stage still less? Baba is also asking why. What main aspect do you need to adopt the form of one who is an embodiment of results? The previous Kalpa's memorial of Pandavas is that wherever they shot the arrow, the Ganges emerged. That is, the impossible became possible in 1 second. They were able to see the practical fruit. This is known as success. This does not happen because you don't have in an emerged way the awareness of your perfect form complete with all powers. I am an effort maker. I will become complete and perfect. It definitely will happen, but it will happen number wise. My duty is to make effort and I am doing that according to my capacity. These seed thoughts of every second are now not filled with all powers by thinking that anyway it will happen. Thoughts of the present are filled with thoughts of the future. You don't have the power of the sweetness of determined faith or the practical fruit, and so success is not visible either. However, you have some attainment after 2 seconds or after an hour or after a few days. So, do you understand the reason for this? Because of your seed thought, you don't have the success of instant attainment. You have many types of ordinary thoughts. You know that something is going to happen according to the time. But that all preparations are not yet made. As yet, even the numbers at the front are not ready. Finally, there will only be 8 who pass. Such ordinary thoughts of the future, which you should not use at that time, are used in this way. And this makes the seed weak. And because of this, the instant fruit becomes transformed into fruit of the future. So, in order to attain instant fruit, make the seed thought powerful with the water of determined faith. This is already accomplished. It definitely will happen. Only then will you become an embodiment of instant success. You have been told of the 2 special aspects which are needed to achieve results, as in your memorial images: solitude and stability. Adopt this method in a practical way, exactly as you did a kalpa ago. Because you lack stability, you lack determined faith. Because of not being in solitude sufficiently, ordinary thoughts make the seed weak. Therefore, become the embodiments of success through this method. You are the ones whom Baba saw whilst on tour, are you not? So now, make the form of your remembrance the same as the memorial form. Bhagats ask for success from the memorial of the Pandavas. Acha. To such souls who are the embodiments of results and who enable many souls to attain success, to the master bestowers of fortune and blessings, to those who are the embodiments of all attainments and who through their every thought fulfill the desires of many, to such elevated souls, including the souls in the foreign lands, Bab Dada's love, remembrance and namaste, and the we spiritual children give a lot of love and namaste and remembrance to Bab Dada. Personal meeting, the sign of Shaktis who are the conquerors of Maya and nature. Do the Shaktis remain stable in their nature of being the embodiment of power, constantly decorated with all ornaments, constantly fearless, those who destroy all devilish sanskars and who become the conquerors of Maya and nature? In the memorial image of the Shaktis, the symbols of a conqueror of Maya is a weapon and the halo of light, and the symbol for a conqueror of nature is a lion being ridden. These animals and birds are symbols for nature. The elements of nature cannot create fear in someone who is an embodiment of power. To ride nature means to have a right. Even nature becomes that one servant, that is the nature in respecting that soul. Are you constantly victorious in this way? The sign of constantly being wed is a tilak. Those who are constantly with Father have the tilak of victory constantly on their forehead. To stay in your awareness means to have the tilak. You should always have the awareness. I am one who is victorious every kalpa and not just at the present time. Previously, you were unconscious, that is, you were not aware of your own self. Since you did not know who you were unconscious, were you not? You have now become conscious. One who is conscious can never forget the Father. Constantly remember that you are always victorious. Acha, Om Shanti.